You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, I do. I like it. Hey, get that JP dude on the phone. I got to talk to him. Hey, Max, give me that dude in Pittsburgh. I want to talk to him tomorrow. Not now. Tomorrow. Just, like, call him. I don't care. Tomorrow. Is he on it right now? Where is he? Oh, is that JP? Oh, Max, don't confuse me with your imagination, you head tripper. Oh, and I can't believe I just picked up this colored photo in Bennett, you miserable. Oh, in the name of love and Twinkies and gas. What else am I doing? Did I already tell him what I'm doing tomorrow morning? What, at 11 West Coast time, you gotta have a dish. Get Channel 5 in Los Angeles. I'm going on there for no apparent reason. Max, do you know why I'm going on there? I have no clue. I have no freaking clue. Because I'm a badass. I have no clue why they called me. I don't even answer the phone. I got somebody telling me where to go. I'm like a marionette. Now, Tom Cahill hit like 7,000 his senior year at Baldwin High School. This dude had so many hits, chicks were doing him like five nights a week. He had so many girlfriends that his parents disowned him. And he's going to go pro. Hell, he probably already signed a deal. I know his agent. Evil guy. Willy Wonka. Ever heard of him? He had those special golden tickets. That's my boy Clark Barr, the freak with all them orange. Send down them oranges, you son of a bitch. I'm out of them. I'm losing weight over here without my chocolate. I'm Jones and I'm eating freaking Twinkies. You don't want to see that, do you? Now get me Tommy Cahill. Let me see what's... Tom, how are you, buddy?
I'm okay.
Dude, are you feeling like, dude, you got to be on top of the world?
Yeah, I guess I am on top of the world. I mean, I don't know.
You sound like you went up there with sunglasses on and you don't know where you are. Now, do you feel stoked or did you, like, tell your girlfriend, like, yeah, baby, it's straight to the top now? Or you don't even have a girlfriend. What's up?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm
Tommy's got 10 of them.
Yeah.
Tell me, how did the day go, bro?
What's that?
How did the draft day go for you?
It was okay. You just, you know, basically you just sit around the phone all day. And wait for a phone call. I mean,
was it hell?
What's that?
Was it hell?
Yeah, sort of hell. I mean,
it wasn't like playing ball every day and getting dirty.
No, it wasn't. No, not at all. You know, just sit by the phone. You know, whatever team calls, you know, you know, when they call, it's great, you know, but until they call, I mean, you just sit there and do nothing.
So are you addicted to Clark bars like I am?
If you want me to be, sure.
I think you should just send him 8 million of them so we can stuff him up. Now, you're a center fielder. Who do you play like? Are you just – obviously, I've never seen you play at Baldwin High School, dude. I'm in hell. I live in L.A.
Yeah, that's basically hell.
I know it is. It's hell. I just tortured. I'm a victim.
Yeah.
I carry a huge gun. Now tell me about center field. Are you like Vance Slyke? What do you like, bro? You grew up in Pittsburgh. Who do you play like? Are you like Omar Marino without the drugs? What's up?
I don't know. Mm.
You're a hitter.
Yeah, I'm a hitter. Yeah.
Now what? Now I said earlier, I talked to your agent, and he said that you hit like 600 something. I said you hit 7,000. I'm right, aren't I?
Yeah, 7,000.
He hit 7,000 last year, Brett. That is incredible. Now, Brett, get on there and tell him. About, I want to give you a couple of experiences we've got about people that we know that have started like you and gone pro. Now, what's your plan, at least from the beginning? Are you going to sign the deal? Now, you get drafted in the 10th round, correct?
Yeah.
Now, you already told everybody who picked you, right? Seattle?
Arizona.
Arizona, the Diamondbacks. Now,
yeah.
The other guy that he represents got picked by Seattle in the 13th round, the shortstop.
Yeah.
Now, do you know that kid?
Yeah, I do, actually.
What did he hit, about 4,000?
Yeah, something like that.
Now, dude, tell me, in all seriousness, so the Diamondbacks draft you. I was talking to your agent today, and I said that, does he know that there's a swimming pool in right field filled with chicks in bikinis?
Oh, that's great. I mean, yeah, there is, but...
And on the road, they even have, like, Giants games. They had a hot tub to make fun of them. I say make fun of them all you want if there's going to be chicks in bikinis in every city. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude, do you not have you ever heard my show? I mean, you can say no because obviously I'm so crazy. I must like, did I ruin your evening?
No, I mean,
cool.
I've seen you on MTV a couple of times with the WWF guys. They're talking about WrestleMania or something.
There's
like that.
Dudes trying to kill me, bro.
Yeah.
They're trying to snap my neck, and I'm quick, but I'm skinny, so I got to be quicker than all of them. I got no time. I hang around like your agent because he drives fast, fresh, like. Fat like money cars and
yeah,
just looks good.
Rich.
Tell me that dude doesn't look good at 50-something.
Yeah, he's really good. I mean, great guy.
Dude, even his wife's even beautiful. His wife's 50-something. She looks 20.
Great family.
Stay away from him.
Yeah.
Now, he's got twin daughters, and one of them played baseball. Did she ever strike you out? Admit it.
No.
She struck you out, you liar.
Yeah, get the hell out of here.
Straight up, man. She got you high and tight in that off-speed on the corner, and you look like a sissy looking for spaghetti.
Yeah, whatever.
Now, tell me about your senior year at Baldwin, bro. Did you guys win anything, like a title?
Nope.
Drag.
No title.
So, in other words, you were, like, into, it was like, you know, Tommy's world.
Yeah, basically.
So, you were the team, and the rest of the dudes blew.
No. we had some decent players.
Anybody good that got drafted like you?
No.
So, they all suck. Don't tell me about people that can't get drafted. I'm just kidding. They're cool. Did your teammates, like, were you the dude that they looked to? I mean, straight up, were you, like, worshipped on the team, or were you just another dude?
Yeah, they looked up to me. I mean, I really can't go on radio and not tell you that much.
Oh, dude, you're on nationwide radio. There's 30 million people listening, so start thinking about that, and you'll get sick to your stomach. Tell me about, like, your senior year. Did you get to, like I did, skate by and make fun of teachers and stuff?
Oh, yeah, all the time, I mean.
Beautiful. Kids should get the whole week off next week, and I'll pay for all their beer. Oh, don't tell me the high school kids aren't drinking beer and getting laid. Tommy,
oh,
tell me.
Drinking beer and they're all getting laid.
Well, but they're good kids. It's just their parents are so geeky that they don't, you know, they can't keep up.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why you got to lie to them.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Tell your tripped out, geeked out parents that their, like, son's out getting some on a Friday night instead of going to the football game? I never went to one football game. I went to Mount Feminine.
Yeah.
I'm, like, mid-30s now, though, but I'm as pretty as a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now tell me, you still haven't answered my question about what type of center fielder you are. Do you have defensive abilities?
Yeah, I got some defensive ability. I mean, it's not like I'm going to go out there and let the ball roll through my legs or anything like that.
Who's your favorite center fielder? Mine's Jim Edmonds.
He's a great center fielder. But mine, I'm going to have to go with, Larry Walker played. For the Rockies, he plays right field, but sometimes they stick him in center.
How do you hit? Who do you hit like? I'm sure that you love the majors. So, what are the teams that you follow? Now, do you love the Bucks?
Yeah, the Pirates are okay.
Cool. Do you go to games?
Yeah, I went to about 2 or 3 this year.
My dad goes to every game. You suck.
Yeah.
What is 2 games? What are you studying or something for your little test that you're gonna cheat on anyway? Tell me this. Now, when you got drafted, who called you from the Diamondbacks? Did Jerry Colangelo call you?
No, the Eastern National Crosschecker called me. He was a guy by the name of Howard McCullough.
Now, is he the their like chief scout? What was Jerry in the hot tub or something? Do you want me to get him? Do you want me to get him to call you?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell him like anything? Like, hey, bro, what's up, man? You should be able to throw a I think you should be able to throw a bash in that pool because you're the, you know,
with a
the
bunch of options.
Bro, but there's not many high school dudes drafted. How many high school kids were drafted?
Not that. I mean, I really don't know the number.
But there was like what, a handful?
Probably more than that. There's a
but
lot.
But I mean, a handful of good ones.
Yeah, a handful of good ones.
So you're one of the good ones. I mean,
I'm one of the good ones.
So, do you think that, bro? Have you ever been to Arizona?
Yeah, I've been. I was just there this weekend playing at their ball field.
Oh, so you've already gone out and tasted some?
Yeah, I've seen. I was out there with the chicks in the swimming pool, you know.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll come back.
I was trying to keep them away.
All right. Guy Carboneau scores with under a minute to go, and it ties the game of the Red Wings at twos late. Oh, you didn't know that hockey was still going on? What is it, freaking July 4th? Big Jim's in here. Hey, Jim, did you know it was July 4th and there's still hockey on? We love it anyway. Hey, look, I'm wearing an NHL sweater right now. I'm wearing the European from the All-Star game, the European blue and white one, and I look freaking good in it. Hey, where is my guy? What are you doing to me in here? Baltimore 3-0 over Boston and Toronto 5-1 over the Tigers. Roger Clemens, the complete game. 10 strikeouts for The Rock.
He dyed his hair, too.
What's up with that?
It's like white.
You gotta be kidding.
Seriously, he looks like a freak.
What did he do?
I was watching highlights tonight. I was like, 21 for the Blue Jays. That's Clemens. He dyed his hair white.
I can't even. Brad, we're gonna have to do a corn nut check here.
I don't know if you can tell, but I'm visibly upset.
You sicken me.
Where is this dude? Anderson, am I going to have to jump through the glass and kill you dead? Let me give you some idea of what we got going on here. We're talking to this minor leaguer. He's going to be... we're going to root for this dude forever. I brought in so much junk food tonight I could puke. Hold on. Now, here's what's going on outside of your neighborhood. Tom Glavine, a winner tonight. He won his eighth game, and he beat Jeff Jeudin, and Mark Wohler's got his eighth save. Hello, everybody. Guy Carboneau scored his third of the playoffs from Sergei Zubov, and Mike Keane at 18:35 to tie the game at twos with the Red Wings. And, of course, they're playing in Dallas. Jose Mesa enters the game for the Indians. The base is loaded and two outs. They're playing. It's crazy. They're up 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth at Minnesota. The Yankees, El Duque pitching tonight, up 7-1 on Tampa, top nine. Let's go to the Yank. Yankel's at Yankee Stadium right now. Hey, Yankel, what do you got? El Duque tonight.
Yo, man, he has 7 strikeouts in 7 innings. Mark Stanton just struck out the last batter. The Yankees won 7-1. Fred McGriff had a home run in the fourth inning. Yankees came back in the bottom of the fourth, scored 5 runs. Then Scott Brosius had a second double, 4 RBIs in the game later in the sixth. Yankees win final 7-1. El Duque, very impressive, only 2 walks.
Awesome, Yankel. Hold on for us, buddy. And Yankel at Yankee Stadium. I think that we got to get this kid a job. He's like 18, and he's a runaway, and we love him. Max, what do you got?
We got Pete Williams on 4 to segue from the
baseball. Yeah, we're looking forward to talking more to Tommy Cale about his professional baseball career. He was drafted in the 10th round by the Arizona Diamondbacks, a high schooler, a center fielder, a badass out of Pittsburgh's Baldwin High School, a miserable institution. No. And Pete Williams, Baseball Weekly, to tell Tommy some tales about what's going on. And Brett's going to talk about his friend Chris Shepp, who plays in the minors. He played in Charlotte. Where is he now? Where? Oh, he's in Edmonton. Lovely place for skiing and hockey. That's right, they're in the Pacific Coast League. We'll tell you about that. We'll talk more with Tommy Cale. Pete Williams of Baseball Weekly. You love him. We love him. We like Tommy. He's all cool. He's chilling in Pittsburgh with us tonight. This is Throw on a Bench.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, can I please enjoy a segment of my show? You miserable. I hate all of you. Anyway, Tommy Cale got drafted by the Arizona Diamondbacks in the 10th round, and he's a center fielder out of Baldwin High School in Pittsburgh. Tommy, we've been talking tonight about everything, and I wanted to give you a little taste maybe of, you know, first you got to tell us what the plan is, what your plan is in terms of how are you going to approach, obviously, your future here. Are you going to bypass? You're going to go to college? You're going to go straight to the pros? You're going to go into the minors? What are you going to do?
Well, right now it's all up in the air. It's about a 50-50 chance each way, and, you know, I'm looking to get the right offer from the team, and I'm sort of leaning to going to play, but it's not up to me; it's up to them. So,
what about your college? Have you gotten a lot of college offers?
Yeah, I'm all set to go to the University of South Carolina.
Wow! Oh, that's a great school.
Yeah, it's a sweet name.
It's an awesome school, and you know, I was down in Atlanta, and I worked there for a year, and so I know the passion of SEC, obviously, and you know, the ACC, SEC, just the baseball and football down there, and the hoops, my God, it's just awesome.
Yeah.
You're going to love it. I mean, dude, you've been down, obviously, to the campus. What did that do for you? It's a great campus, great school, great area of the country. I will say this, you will sweat your ass off.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
It's hot down there.
Yeah, I loved it down there.
Cool.
Yeah.
What was it like for you to go down and check it out? I mean, where did you look elsewhere?
You know what? It was really South Carolina from the start.
And, really?
And you know, the coaches down there, Jim Thoman and Ray Tanner, they're just great guys, and I wouldn't mind playing for them at all.
How was that decision? Did you have any buddies or family or your dad? Or is South Carolina in your family roots?
No, I'm just... They came up to see me, and they liked me, and it was all over from there.
I think that's just a terrific story. Usually there's a kind of a prodding sometimes by a family or somebody trying to push you into doing something. So you sound to me, Tommy Cale, like a guy that's making decisions for himself. You liked what you saw. You liked the people that you talked to. You know the tradition of the conferences and everything, and it's just a beautiful place, let alone everything you'll experience there. My God, the women at South Carolina, dude, you are going to be in heaven. I kid you not. Now, you have to be just stoked that you're making decisions already for yourself. Would you rather go pro now, or would you rather go down there?
You know what? It really doesn't matter to me because, I'm looking to start a pro career, you know, rather out of high school or out of college.
Either way.
Yeah.
All right, so why don't we get Pete Williams on a Baseball Weekly? And Pete is our just like, he's like a freaking, you know, sometimes you get like cheesy magazines like ESPN that comes out bi-weekly. Pete Williams is weekly, man. He is like annual. He is daily. He is the big, he is the answer to all of my problems. And he lives in a double wide down in Tampa, St. Petersburg, where I saw it was a time for the change. Peter.
Scotty, what's happening?
You, but my friend, I got to tell you, I got Tommy Cale on, and he's going to the Diamondbacks in the 10th round, a high schooler center fielder out of Pittsburgh. And I wanted you, if you would, please, much to the chagrin of Tommy, but I want you to give him an idea of what the route is like. You've seen kids like the Matt Millions or whatever. I'm telling you, not to talk about Matt Millions. I mean, he died, but he was a great high schooler out of Riverview in Sarasota. Tell him about what his path would be like and his career choice, and in terms of how you've seen it develop for others. I mean, I know that you've seen some kids sign and go to the minors immediately. Do most end in the Florida Instructional League in the rookie league, or do some end in double? Do some ever end in triple? How does the path go, Pete Williams, if that doesn't sound too bizarre, for Tommy Cale?
Well, I guess it really depends. I tell you, as someone who covers baseball for a living and has been in big league clubhouses, I tell you what, I think if someone had taken me on a tour of a big league clubhouse when I was 12 years old and to see what the lifestyle these guys lead and what has what they have waiting for them if they can make it to the proverbial show, then I think I would be pretty darn inspired. And if a guy can make it through the bushes and the minor leagues and all the stops along the way, I mean, it's a lot to look forward to say the least.
Hey, Pete, now, I got to get Brett Abbott in here to say something about his friend Chris Shepp. Now, what kind of career do you think Shepp's having, you know, Brett? At least we saw him go to Charlotte and to Edmonton. Honestly, I mean, the kid has improved. He's in Triple A now. He was in Double A, and now he's hitting better than he did in Double A. You got to be awfully proud of your friend. He's made it all the way up to the level. And I think that Chris Shepp seems like a guy that I met and is determined to go to the majors.
It's been a frustrating route for him, though, because he's stuck in the Marlins organization, getting buried down in Double A and Triple A. They finally release him, and they have another chance in another organization.
So what's the situation? Now, tell them about your brother, at least. Your brother pitched, Kyle Abbott. Kyle had a tough time in baseball as well. Tell them what happened.
Actually, baseball took care of my brother. You know, he's set for life because of baseball, but
okay, so,
he had an easier road than most people.
So how did it go?
He had a year in Double A, year in Triple A, or 2 years in Triple A, and then right in the majors.
Right in the majors. And then has he had injuries and stuff? What did it amount to?
He had the Tommy John surgery. That's why his career is over.
His career ended because of the elbow surgery, but he did make it to the show. And so, I mean, Tommy, you got to dig the chances. I've tried to give you an idea of a couple people that we've seen go through the route. And just to give you a taste, not to give you advice, not to give you make you sound like you're sitting there having to listen to us, but just to give you a taste of what happens. We know good friends of ours that have done it. I have some friends that play in AAA baseball. And I got to tell you that if I were you, you know, do what you got to do. It sounds to me like you've made a big choice in South Carolina. If you get the right offer, you'll make the right choice. You sound like a really mature dude with your head on your shoulders. Good luck, and I hope you stay a center fielder, and I hope that your career blossoms and you do terrific.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, be cool, Tommy, and go get some or something. Your girlfriend's looking for you.
Yeah, I'm just about to do that.
All right, brother, you're the man, and remember, we're always rooting for you on the bench.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
See you, brother.
Okay.
All right, Tommy Cale. The Arizona Diamondbacks want to throw him in their hot tub, and I'd go swimming with him in that hot tub because chicks dig dudes in the hot tub. Baseball Weekly's Pete Williams. We'll go the distance with him. It's going to be incredible. We're going to ask him about everything, including Mark McGuire's back spasms. That was cool. Let's get Pete Williams on. He's a beautiful human being. Pete, sorry about making you wait. You should have given him a beer or something. My God. Strap him into a cold one and let's talk baseball. Anyway, Pete Williams, Baseball Weekly. I'll tell you, they got Brady Anderson on the cover of Baseball Weekly today, and it's really about the big money Orioles struggling. And then, you know, Pete, it's been quite a crazy ride for him. But I'll tell you, the signs that I've seen lately, and I've talked about it with you before, Palmeiro back-to-back game-winning home runs. I think that they're turning the corner, and I think that they're going to be quite a June, July, and August watch.
I think so too, Scotty. I mean, this is a team that obviously has had some problems early on, but a lot of it can be remedied just by getting guys off the DL. When you talk about Mike Mussina, and people forget the impact that Scott Kamenicki gave to that rotation last year, and he, of course, has been out. So I think the Orioles are still going to be in the hunt. I mean, there's no question that life is different under Ray Miller as opposed to Davey Johnson, and Randy Myers is a big loss as well. But this team is too good, too talented. Yeah, it's a little old. Yeah, it's not as good as the Yankees, but I think we'll hear from them before the season's up.
Well, they, I guess, you know, that big brawl and everything. What do you think it did to him? I mean, they've turned on Benitez. Is this guy, is he losing sleep? I mean, do you think he'll ever be the same, Pete?
No, I don't think so. I think they'd like to trade him at this point. I think they realize that for all the tremendous talent this guy has, that he's just, he's going to be 22 going on 16 at this point, and that's a shame because he's a breathtaking talent, a guy they really expected a lot from this year, and I think they're going to have to find somebody else, whether it's Sidney Ponson to be their closer or whatever, but they can't have a repetition of that.
Pete Williams of Baseball Weekly, it's just terrific talking to him. Every week we talk to Pete and we just go off on baseball. You know, the Orioles won again tonight, I might add, Pete, 3-0, and Eric Davis, 2-for-4 with an RBI and a run. I guess maybe every day I should get up on the other side of the bed, maybe find an umpire near me and get in an argument with him, and maybe my luck will change.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, this hasn't been a good week for umpires by any means. Joe Brinkman going head-to-head with Larry Rothschild. And how about Dave Martinez getting tossed from the bench at Tropicana Field? I can't remember that ever happening. Guy arguing there. But Joe Brinkman, as our survey of umpires earlier this season suggested, is a guy who has a hot temper, not afraid to use the thumb.
Well, let's while we're kind of talking about the Orioles, and they're playing Boston, and they've been beating them, and it's some crazy games. But, Pete, the Red Sox, Nomar Garciaparra, which should I believe, the bad shoulder or the back-to-back two-run, three-run shots per night? I mean, it's just crazy,
yeah,
this guy.
A guy who isn't going to let anything affect him, whether it's injuries or whatever. I think Nomar Garciaparra is a gamer, a guy that you know you're going to get the top performance from every night. And yeah, even if he's not 100%, he's still pretty darn good.
How about Darren Lewis? Now, D-Lew's a guy that just kind of got forgotten when he left San Francisco, but I haven't forgotten him. And he's hitting well, and he's driving in a couple runs here and there. Do they like him? Is he a fit in Boston?
I think he is. He's always been a good fit wherever he's been, whether you're talking about San Francisco or I think he's not a guy who you can rely on for big numbers by any means, but he's above average defensively, just a really good guy in the clubhouse. I think he'll work out well there.
Pete Williams of Baseball Weekly. Get it every Wednesday. It hits the newsstands, and I fight for the right for mine. I go in, I cuss out people. I'm like, don't touch that, you miserable. And then it goes from there. I promote them only because of Pete. Hey, Pete, how about El Duque tonight just going bitch on the Tampa Bay team? But El Duque comes up and makes Livian like long forgotten. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, he really does. I mean, I don't think you can think of any two more night and day comparisons than the Florida Marlins and the New York Yankees right now. I mean, the two teams clearly going in opposite directions, LeVon and El Duque, and this is just as if the Yankees needed any more help getting this guy thrown into the mix at a time when, I mean, everyone thought he was going to be an insurance policy to begin with, but now to have him in there when you're a little worried about David Cone or the health of David Wells, and every time you think there might be a chink in the armor of this Yankee team, somebody else steps up.
That was every time Max talks back to me now, I give $5,000 to Brett. And I hate Brett. Here's your scores. The Cubs 5-1. Sosa, 2-run shot. They beat the Marlins. San Fran 8-5 over Cincinnati. Pirates 3-0 over the Mets. They swept the Mets in 3 at the Astros. You got love them. Atlanta 5-2 over Milwaukee. Clavin wins his 8th. And Montreal 3-2 over the Phillies. Baltimore playing well all of a sudden. 3-0 winners over the Red Sox. Toronto 5-1 over Detroit. Clemens, the complete game with the dyed hair. Yankees and El Duque, 7 strikeouts, 7-1 winners over Tampa. And Minnesota 3-2 over Cleveland. Justice hit his 11th. Arizona up on Colorado 2-1. And St. Louis up on LA 1-0.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Pharrell with you from L.A. Good evening. What's happening? I never knew that the left jack sucked. This left jack I've been using for the last, like, 13 years, it sucks. I mean, I just plugged it into this other one, and it came in, like, tenfold better. I thought I was going deaf all this time, Brad. Good news. Just in. I'm not going deaf.
I'm over here pouring coffee from my new coffee pot. Anderson put glue on the bottom of the prick.
Huh?
Anderson, is there any way you could come in here and de-glue my frickin' coffee pot from the frickin' thing so I don't frickin' stick your head in there? Brett Abbott and Max Krasny and Anderson Counter here, the crew. Don't mess with that, dude, or die. How about a story in SI this week? I kid you not, about Peter Vesey and his relationship with his brother, George Vesey, who writes for the New York Times. Peter Vesey, the penis that you know from NBC and the NBA. There's just, like, no one that likes watching this dude. Please spare me the thought. He must be doing somebody to get that gig.
He's a bastard.
I mean, basically the story talks about him being a bastard. Look at this story, this grim story on this dude. Anderson, when you look at that one time, this oh brother, and to see the picture of his face looking like that, you've got to know that this is a story that's going to rip this dude to shreds.
They always pick him so that they can look just like the story's going to read. Man, he looks like a gorilla with a shaved face.
He looks like Satan.
Gorilla with a shaved face.
Like Satan. 800-BENCH-29. You know, the story's about, and they hardly speak to each other. Oh, God. My source was the Borellin owner. How about that? VC had become the league's rogue gene. I can't believe this stuff. It makes me puke. So let's talk baseball with Pete Williams, Baseball Weekly. So Max can go smoke another bowl. Anyway, Pete, down in Tampa. Let's keep talking about the Yankees. We were talking about him a minute ago, about El Duque. He had a great night tonight. But Cone, you know, the story about getting bit by a dog, I got to think that Arabu bit him.
I think so, too. Somebody did in that clubhouse. But, yeah, it was interesting. You talk about the Vesey brothers. I mean, two guys who couldn't be more apart. I mean, George Vesey, who's a very elegant, well-read kind of guy, the type of guy you wouldn't be ashamed to, have at a cocktail party, as opposed to his brother Peter, who's this kind of bare-knuckles brawler of a guy. So
yeah, he writes for the throat, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're both effective at what they do, but and they look like. I mean, they're obviously brothers. But I don't think you could find two more guys more different in terms of mannerisms.
How about this? Here's a headline from it. The Knicks staffers referred to the two brothers simply as good and evil.
Yeah, I don't think that's far from the truth. I mean, we had Peter, interesting story at USA Today. We had Peter Vesey working there for a while, if people can remember, about 3 or 4 years ago. And Vesey came in, and his agent faxed his contract to the main fax line in the middle of the newsroom. And I mean, it was a staggering amount at the time. I think like $200,000, which granted isn't Mike Lupica money, but for what we paid USA Today, it was pretty staggering. And faxed in the middle of the newsroom, and a bunch of Agate clerks got a hold of it, and the sports editor USA Today was very upset that people were reading this, and everyone goes, well, wait a minute, I mean, we're reporters, we're supposed to uncover information and whatnot. And so that I think didn't set a very good tone, what turned out to be a very brief tenure at USA Today for Peter Vesey.
There are few things George loathes as much as tabloids. He needs the Times constraints. I find it intriguing to have Pete Williams comment on it, because Pete is a great writer, and he writes for Baseball Weekly. It sure is quite a story. I guess his third generation, David and Laura, will follow George and their granddad into sports journalism. And I have a journalism degree from Indiana University, one of the fine journalism schools in the country. I got out in 87, never went back.
I'm sure they miss you, too.
Yeah, they love me there, Pete. You know, when I got huge, they took all the credit for it, and then I had to, I don't know, I sued somebody. No, I love IU. I love Bloomington. I love the people down there. I love going down there, except that I have so many people now there that want to kill me that I decided to just talk to you. Anyway, let's get into the Mets. They really excite me. You know, the other day I was on the Lincoln Tunnel, Pete. I was in New York. I was doing a shoot with MTV, and I was, Max went to the Arabu Saturday, lost to the Red Sox, a great game, and then Sunday was one of the craziest games I've ever seen. Pettit gives up 9 runs, but I'm meanwhile in a limo going in traffic to the airport, and I swear to God, to make a long story short, the Mets scored 3 runs or whatever in the 9th inning, or 2 runs, to win the ball game, and it was their 8th straight win, or 9th, and they had 19 hits that day. I think the Mets are going to catch the frickin' Braves.
I think so, too. This is a very underrated team. Obviously, not a whole lot of big-name star personalities, other than, most notably, Mike Piazza. But this is really starting to remind you of 1993 when Fred McGriff came to an Atlanta Braves team that was really just missing a spark more than anything else. And I think they went 38-19 the rest of the way, won, 103 games, edged the Giants by 1 game. But this is really starting to remind you of that. And I think it's really amazing to think that somebody could somehow upstage that Yankees team. I mean, as good as they are to come in and to really do a heck of a job, I think this has just been a team laying in wait for good things to happen.
Pete Williams, Baseball Weekly. You can get it every Wednesday or have it delivered. Pete, let's get into this baseball story now that's so huge. Fred Clair, first of all, he, by orders of Fox, obviously, Nomo says, I don't like being in the middle of a trade room. Boom, they fire him. He's done with the Dodgers. He's demoted. Thus, he'll never pitch for them again. Now he's talking deals. I think he's going to the Mets to join Yoshi and Valentine, who's coached him, and Duncan, who's coached him, who's with him. I mean, it's just a fit, but I know that other teams are interested. What do you think is going to happen? And then today, yesterday, the Randy Johnson, they broke that off for Valdez and Dreifert. And now I feel today with a story about Dombrowski and Leland, Pete Williams, what do you know before I have a stroke?
I think that's not as far-fetched as it seems. The question is, can they pull it off before the season's over, or is this strictly an off-season deal? And Leland can get out of his contract, and Dombrowski certainly can, and so that is a very interesting possibility. I think with the Mets situation, I think that's only going to get better. But with the Dodgers, I mean, where else are Dombrowski and Leland going to go? I mean, I think Clair really has blundered by not being able to pull off this Randy Johnson deal. The knock on him is that he's been trigger shy about pulling off a blockbuster trade ever since he got burned with the Delino DeShields Pedro Martinez trade, and maybe there's some legitimacy to that.
What about Baltimore? Would they fire Miller, believe it or not, and give Leland the job and Dombrowski GM duties?
No, I don't think so. Pat Gillick, even though he hasn't always agreed with Peter Angelos, and I think Kevin Malone, that's still his job. I guess he's been a patient foot soldier there. But
would they go separate ways?
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, there's you got to remember, I mean, there's no great love between Jim Leland and Dave Dombrowski. I mean, they get along, but there's always been that kind of wedge there between Jim Leland and Don Smiley.
He thinks he's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, absolutely. And so Dombrowski's always been kind of the guy left out of the loop.
Hey, we're talking to Pete Williams. We'll come back and we'll rifle a few more at it. Hey, if you make fun of my music ever, Brett, I'll have your teeth and lip removed.
I got a couple loose teeth that could be need some fixes.
Brett, I went today, I kid you not, listen to this. I went to the dentist today, and I'm in a barbiturate heaven right now. Stupid, get that thing off. Pete Williams of Baseball Weekly with us. He's down there sanding his teeth. Oh my God, Pete. Are you like, is that what sunblock does to you?
Something like that, Scotty.
Hey, how about Dennis Rodman's hairdo tonight in the Jazz game, or are you avoiding that at all costs and watching a baseball game?
I will go out and watch Florida State League baseball before I go see Dennis Rodman.
And you remember, Pete, that I was the voice of the Florida State League until they fired me, too.
I carry on your proud tradition, buddy.
God bless you. Now, let's do it. This week I was checking you out. I was like, what's Pete up to? And then as I glanced around looking for you, I was like, and I had talked to you so many times last week that I lost track of how many times I've talked to you. But the fact of the matter is this, I want to dance through all of the big names. As I watch from out here, I got to tell you that I'm intrigued by the Central, Houston hanging. But look at the Pirates. I swear to God, they're a game under 500, and they just got done sweeping the Mets. And that has got to stun you after they won 9 straight, then go in. And I had Jason Schmidt on, and then the hero last night, Kevin Young, and then tonight they shut him out again.
Everyone thought this Pirates team had peaked last year, and it was going to be very difficult for them to improve. I think people thought that they would kind of be like the Detroit Tigers, kind of struggle early. But if anything, this team's much improved. And if anything, that Denny Nagel trade isn't looking that bad. I mean, Ron Wright, the verdict is still out on that guy. He was the key figure. But Jason Schmidt, of course, looks like he's going to go to the All-Star game. And what a story that's going to be. I mean, who'd have thought that Jason Schmidt and maybe even Kevin Millwood would be right there with Tom Glavine and Greg Maddux pitching for the National League in Denver?
You know, Atlanta had an 8.5 game lead, and it's shrinking. And, I mean, I know Maddux won his eighth. I know Glavine won his eighth. But I can sit there and say Jason Schmidt, and I can sit there and talk about this Mets team with the best ERA in baseball. And on May 26th, Atlanta's lead was huge, and now they've got to, I mean, at least be, like, nail-strewn and chewing a little nail. Are they nervous at all or anything?
I think you have to be. I think they thought they'd be able to put this in cruise control this year, that it would be a pretty easy ride for them with the Marlins, of course, giving away all of their players, the Phillies still in rebuilding mode, and the Expos, of course, light years away from being competitive. But I think no one thought that the Mets would be as good. I think everyone thought that Bobby Valentine did it with smoke and mirrors last year with too much of Rick Reed types and people like that. So I think they have to be a little concerned, but it's a tremendous positive that Andres Galarraga and Walt Weiss have been as good as they have been. So I think we're going to have a race here in the National League East.
Pete Williams with us. Jim Thome's having a hell of a year. He really is. And the Indians have stayed on top. And last week he, hit 3 more homers. And, the guy's got 13 and he's hitting .323. And he's got, 70 hits. And he's got a ton of doubles. And the guy just driving in runs left and right. He's up to around, 48 or something like this. I mean, this guy's a legitimate hitter, great eye. This team gets it done. Sometimes I don't know how, but Jarrett Wright got his first shutout ever the other night. And, I mean, what are your thoughts on him?
On the Cleveland Indians,
yeah.
I think you have to be impressed with that team. Everyone thought that, hey, they don't have enough pitching. They don't have enough of this or that. The knock on them, of course, since 95 is that they haven't had enough pitching to win. They don't have the frontline starter. They've fallen short with every big-time free agent or guy that's available in trade. But they've gotten the job done, and I think it's a credit to the organization that John Hart has developed there. Hey, interestingly enough, you can buy your Cleveland Indians stock as of tomorrow morning. I think it's going to start at $14, NASDAQ Exchange. CLEV for you.
Hey, the Packers stock did really well.
Yeah, again,
it's worth a half cent.
It's not indicative of future return, and can and do lose money. The Cleveland Indians, that probably will be the case as well. But
you can't tell Pete's been on the show.
If you're a rotisserie player, you have to like the Cleveland Indians. Otherwise, I think if you're an investor.
Pete's getting a hummer right now. I can hear it. I heard somebody yelping in the back. Anyway, Pete, tell me this.
I don't know what you're hearing, Scotty.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
The Angels. Now, who are they kidding in believing, A, that Tim Samick continued to play with a broken foot and a plantar fascia tear? Even if he's the DH, he's a liability. But his bat isn't. But it's not going to last. It's only going to get worse. And what was this brawl with the Royals about this minor leaguer? I know that Muser sent him down today.
Yeah, that's just, how about the Kansas City Royals? Not the team you figure for being out there in the middle of the brawl, but I think just some frustrations boiling over, and I guess in the aftermath of the Yankees-Orioles, there are inevitably going to be people who say, hey, you know, wait a minute, why can't we have some reform to keep these things from happening? But as we know, the union is so powerful that it believes that any rules that might be implemented would be a collective bargaining issue, and so we can't expect to see any sort of change.
Okay, let me ask you. Here's Pinella. I want you to hear this. This is Pinella finally had it, basically up to his neck with frustration over his bullpen, and he's just had it up to here listening to people talk about it.
I'm not getting myself upset anymore. I'm really not. I'm not getting myself upset anymore because I'm the one that suffers. Doesn't do any good anyway. This club goes out and plays hard every day. We just battle our butts off, and we just can't get the right things to happen.
I mean, what do you think of the Mariners? I mean, it's like every night you got to flip a coin. And while you're at it, you might as well make fun of the Dodgers bullpen. It sucks.
Yeah, I don't know if it's as bad as Seattle's. I mean, this is a grim situation. We've talked about it so much before. Every time Seattle goes out there and sees Mike Jackson doing the job for Cleveland, they have to wonder, geez, you know, if we had just shelled out $2.5 million, we'd be in good shape. We'd still have Jason Varitek, Jose Cruz Jr., Derek Lowe, and everybody else. Just got to be a heartbreaking situation if you're a Mariners fan.
Alex Rodriguez has been unbelievable, though. Pete, you wrote about attendance this week, and obviously you got to be concerned everywhere, but if I'm the Mets, I'm stoked for the upper deck to start filling up the way Piazza's played, and man, this guy is so freaking New York, it smells. I was there for a week, and I'm going back out for a week. I'm going to be out there for the Yankees-Mets interleague. I may just go nude to those games. I'm going to be so stoked. I'm going to stack cups.
I think nude night at Shea Stadium is a perfect way to draw it. And Scotty, frankly, I think you're the man to start it.
But, Pete, you're beautiful.
You and Mike Piazza's friends from, we'll leave it at that, but I think Piazza's a perfect fit in New York.
Pete's like orgasming on the air. He's having sex, I'm telling you.
And if Hideo Nomo gets in there, I think they're going to be even in better shape.
Hey, tell me this lastly, if not leastly. Which doesn't make sense, but I like the way it sounds. I'm thinking about J.D. Drew. He went to the Cardinals, and they also got Chad Hutchinson. What did you think of the draft?
Very interesting. The Cardinals evidently believe that they have a very good relationship.
Listen, you can tell he's having sex.
Because they drafted both Drew and Hutchinson. And this in the aftermath of not being able to pull off that Andy Benintendi.
Listen to him.
Evidently, Walt Jocketty believes that he and Scott Boras, there's a bond there, if for no other reason, that maybe Boras has some loyalty to the Cardinals, having played for them in the minor leagues.
Pete, enjoy your lovely better half, and thank you, as always, for your deep, hardcore, like, triple X version of Baseball Insights. Baseball Weekly's Pete Williams. Pete, scrub the double wide. The mud is getting ridiculous from this side of town. We can see it all the way over here.
Thanks, Scotty.
All right, Pete Williams, you got to love him. All right, Brett, here's the true test on whether or not, turn on your mic right now, let's see if you laugh. I'm going to give you the true test of, am I boring you, Matt? If David Wells is fat or not, and if he is just a drinker. Now, I want you to react. Turn on the mic. I want you to react to this picture in ESPN Magazine last week.
All right, and what's your name?
Look at the freaking girth on that dude. Now, Max, we drank with him. Have you ever seen anybody drink more than me except him?
No doubt, bro.
Max is really fired up for the show tonight. You can tell. Actually, he's just lingering for the free doobie at the end of the night. 800-BENCH-29. Some chick comes by. She's a stalker of Dr. Drew's from the show Smut Lines.
We saw Adam and Drew the other day driving their similarly colored BMWs. They drive the same cars, man. That was the last day I ever liked either one of them. You heard me. I don't like dudes who drive the same car. Anderson, do you have the same car as your neighbor? Same color? How about these two dudes with the same BMWs driving around? Who's their dealer? That's right, I'm making fun of them. You sissy, it is funny. What, do they got the same air mint freshener in there, too, like a Christmas tree mint? What?
They're actually a little different.
Oh, they're totally different. But I like Drew and Adam a lot. I'm just making fun of them, dude. They got the same freaking cars. It's funny. I mean, if you don't think that's funny, then you have no sense of humor, and I don't want to know you. I know you don't want to know me either, Max. Now, I want you to see the target of all the rumors in baseball of bad news. Here's a J.D. Drew shot. Look, they got a target on his face. If you don't get ESPN Magazine, you should. Did you know that it's got over 400,000 in subscribers already? But it's better than the TV network because that sucks. Brian in Baltimore, good evening.
Hey, Pharrell, what's up, man?
Do you watch Comedy Center?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Well, good luck to you.
Thanks, man. How you been, man? I wanted to ask you a question. Whose ball do you think was better, Anaheim's or the Orioles?
In terms of ball?
The brawl.
Oh, you mean the brawl. Oh, the Orioles, clearly.
That was great.
Dude, there is no... there's no brawl this year that'll be better than that. That may have been one of the great baseball brawls ever. They went into the dugout, dude. And Strawberry and everybody on that team has said that it's not over.
I think Strawberry's a punk. We're going to take it to him this time.
Careful. What? Who is it? I'll get him on the phone. Is he there? Hello? Hey, yellow.
Is it the guy on the bench?
I will get him on the freaking phone. What do I care? Dude, you have to tell me these things. What do you guys think I am? Some kind of freaking machine in here? Like, I've. What is a Brian to me?
Oh, he's the man.
Tell me, at least I know who this dude is. He's hilarious. He's not ready to come on, so I'm going to talk to Brad Hirsch at Dodger Stadium. Dodgers and Cardinals, it looks like they're all tied up. Hey, Brad, good evening.
Hey, buddy. It's 1-1 here, bottom half of the third inning. Runs came for the Cards in the top of the first. Brian Jordan singled in Ron Gant, made it 1-0, and then in the bottom half of that inning, Carroll singled in Eric Young, and that made it 1-1. Now,
hey, Brad, do you think that the Dodgers' next move will be, if they don't get, like, severely over 500, to fire Russell and Claire and give that gig to Leland? Do you honor? I mean, because they love him. I'm sure Fox loves him.
I'll tell you what I think is. I think that if nothing happens in the next month, I think that you will probably see those guys ride out the season and then get fired in the offseason. And I absolutely, without a doubt, see Jim Leland coming to the Dodgers. There's no question in my mind if the Dodgers don't start doing something here.
All right, Brad Hirsch out of Dodger Stadium doing a great job for us. Scott Ostrowski at Qualcomm Stadium, the Padres and Astros.
Hey, Scotty, how you doing tonight?
Cool. Scotty, how's everything?
Everything's going great right now. Padres are up 1-0 on a Tony Gwynn fielder choice RBI in the bottom of the third.
Does anybody even know that the Padres are in first place, Scott?
Yeah, it's, well, you know, I think people are just, you know, they've been playing a little bit hurt, and people are starting to give them a little recognition, but the big talk around town is about how the Giants have won, I think, what, 8 in a row now? And they're on the prowl, so they're moving in on the Padres. So the Padres are trying to match them stride for stride.
So they're 14 games over 500, looking for more tonight. Who do they got on the hill?
Right now they got Joey Hamilton, and he's pitching a one-hitter.
Last week he pitched that great game. He went into, what was it, 0-0 all night, and I don't remember who he was up against, somebody from St. Louis.
Yeah, and tonight, too, like I said, Padres are going to have to get healthy, Scotty, for them to have a run at it. And the way the Giants are coming on strong and the way Hershiser's pitching, you know, it's all going to come down, looks like it's going to come down to pitching and who's going to stay healthy.
Six in a row for the Giants. That's Scott Ostrowski. He'll be calling in all night from Qualcomm. We'll keep our eyes on that ball game. We'll keep our eyes on Dodger Stadium. We got our eyes on the Bulls and Jazz. Let me give you a score. I saw 75s a second ago. Let me give you a legitimate update. It is in the fourth. late. The ball game on the line. They're tied at 75s.
Mm.
I'm going to a tonight. I'm going to a. Well, actually, I'm checking into a fancy hotel tonight because
tonight. Well, check-in time's about over.
It's well, like don't tell me. I'm Pharrell. I own the frickin' city, and I call up and I told them who I was, and they said that they were ready for me and they love me.
Right.
But I'm going over to this place in Beverly Hills, and I'm gonna stay in it, and I'm gonna scrub myself, and then I'm gonna
Beverly Hills, no less.
Yeah, why not? This place is posh. I got the dude on the take. I'm staying in a suite bigger than your frickin' house. Now,
sure.
I'm telling you, out here where I live, it's not even 9 o'clock. You got to understand. So when I'm done with the show, it's perfect time to check in. By the time I check in, I'll be down in the bar.
Dude, that
okay.
rocks.
Now, tell me this. Now, when I'm there, I have to do a shoot tomorrow. I'm doing a movie
shoot. You're that gorgeous. You have a shoot tomorrow?
Well, I do MTV, Catherine.
Is that right?
Yeah, but I don't watch MTV. I said I do it.
You do it, but you don't watch it.
Well, what do you think? I'm lying?
It's embarrassing for you to see how gorgeous you really are.
Well, I am pretty, Catherine. I will admit that. I'm a good-looking dude. I got a lot of chicks that want to do me, but I have a beautiful wife that is...
I hear that about
My wife's really a six-footer, and she's dynamic. I can never get enough of her.
I'm sure.
But the bottom line is this, is that I'm checking into this place tonight, and I'm going to... It's going to be incredible. I brought a bunch of junk food, and I'm going to eat all of it, including, like...
Do you have chocolate chip cookies?
Oh, I got 5 bags of almond M&Ms. Will that do?
No. You got to have the
I also have massive bags of corn nuts, and I have 15 Orville Redenbacher microwave bags in my car to eat, and I also have, on top of that, frickin' toaster treats and frickin' Pop-Tarts.
This is what the nutritionists say.
I also have martinis. I have martinis and a big package.
Things in moderation. In moderation.
I have my own package and a martini. That's all I need. I'll be strapping into myself tonight. Whenever I stay in hotels, Catherine, do you want me to tell you a secret?
Please.
Strange things happen.
Please, tell me.
You're the one with all the women in the Budapest room or whatever the hell you're doing. I'm telling you that I'm checking into a hotel and I'm going to drink heavily and I'm going to play with myself.
Well, I think that's natural.
I'm going to watch sports all night and just sit there on the big fat-ass bed and I'm sure I'll be, well, you know, self-starting.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's nature.
My wife knows I do it. In fact, I let her know when I'm in the other room. I'm like, honey, look.
It's beautiful. It's nature. There's nothing wrong with
it. Did you know that I'm growing a goatee, Catherine?
You are.
Yeah, I'll be on.
How long is it right now? Give me in millimeters.
I don't want to be talking about length with you,
Catherine. No, give me in millimeters. How long is your goatee?
It's getting long, Catherine.
No, millimeters. Come on, you learned that in eighth grade.
Hey, listen, Miss Canada, I don't want to do the metric system tonight. I got a million people on. You're lucky you're on here. Now, let me tell you something. I'm going to be on.
So lucky.
No, don't be kidding yourself. You don't fool me. I know you think you're sitting there rolling your eyes right now going, let me tell you something. I'll be on Letterman June 30th. You can see my goatee, and I hope you get laid tonight by someone other than your miserable husband that you couldn't say one nice thing about the whole time you were on. You lose. Miserable. She didn't say nothing nice about the guy. That was when I stopped liking her. I hope tonight she gets diarrhea with all that friggin' cookie dough she's eating.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.